Retirement, a time to enjoy your days, your family, and doing the things you want to do. Just one thing, in order to make that happen, there are still some general rules to follow. Details on today's show.
Welcome in, everybody. This is Retirement Boss Radio, where you take charge of your money. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall, and here to help us take charge, as always, is Andy Feldman. Andy's a certified financial planner, nearly 30 years in the business. Andy, you don't sound a day over like 30.
Well, thanks, Steve. You're my new best friend.
Exactly. Well, again, you talk about rules and we talk about having to follow certain rules. And I guess that makes sense, especially when it comes to retirement. We want to make sure that, you know, our money's going to last, obviously. And one of the things we have to look at, and it sounds complicated, but maybe you can help me out here, talking about maintaining an appropriate asset allocation. How does that break down for you?
Yeah, that's right. This is one of my favorite topics. So first thing, you know, you want to, when you're withdrawing regularly from your retirement accounts, you can't afford to have too much exposure to a big downside loss. So you want to make sure you're balanced. You also can't afford to have too much invested in the market. You also don't want to have too little. So that really depends on your risk tolerance, your objectives, your time horizon. So, the premise is, well, you know, the older we get and once we're retired, that we don't have investments in or shouldn't have investments, or some people think in the stock market or in equities, but that's not true. You just have to really balance how much and make sure you don't have too much or too little.
But that's the advantage of having, tactical management like you offer.
Yeah, that's right. It's very important to sit down and do that income and that asset allocation plan to make sure that you're not overweighted in one area. And you definitely don't want to chase returns. A lot of people tend to try to do that. But what was the hot sector last year is most likely not going to be next year.
Isn't that the case? 866-646-2677, folks, is the number you can call. That's 866-646-BOSS can get you started. So let's continue the conversation. And so we're talking about asset allocation, what we can do and how we control that.
Yeah, that's right. So you don't want to draw down once you're retired. You don't want to draw down too much money too quickly. So having the wrong investment risk is one huge risk to your retirement nest egg, and another is withdrawing too much money from your account. There always used to be the adage that 4% is the magic number, so to speak, to take out of your account. But that's not necessarily so today. Some people could take out less. So that obviously would make your funds last longer. And also you want to look at the different buckets of money, different pools of money. So you have your retirement plans, your Social Security, maybe your non-retirement plans, and we can set up an income plan for you where you won't be drawing down too much, and we'll base it on what your current living expenses are and adding in an inflation factor.
Well, as you begin to look at your whole retirement and your whole portfolio, I mean, it comes down to that basically purpose determines placement, right? In other words, where you put money determines how long it's going to work and when you're going to use it.
Yeah, that's right. So, it's very important to do that income plan and make sure, where we forecast for age 100 right now. So we want to make sure that there's enough to last. And sometimes, people tend to overestimate how much they need in retirement. And I worked with one of my clients not that long ago, and she was taking out probably about 6%. And then after a while, the accounts were doing very well, so it was okay. But I kept telling her that, maybe we should revisit this. And we just reduced it to about 3.5. She said, well, I don't really need all that money. So you certainly, if you're not spending it, don't withdraw it.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, there's something that, we kind of jumped over, but they used to call it the rule of 100. Now I read where it's the rule of 110. Is that just because we're living longer?
That is right. It's right. It used to be the rule of 100. There was a rule of thumb to, subtract your age from 100. So if you were 70, you're 30%, put in the equity markets. And now that would be 40. But, you know, I think it's better to really come down and, you know, sit down, go over things, do a plan, and then come up with that appropriate amount, because that's just a general rule of thumb. It's obviously, you know, not for everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we talk about your state tax rules. So where does New York come into that play?
Well, New York has a state tax, unfortunately. That's why a lot of people move to Florida.
Right.
They don't have a state tax. But also some states tax Social Security differently, and New York does not tax Social Security.
Well, that's nice.
For state tax. Yeah, that's like, you know, probably one of the only tax advantages. it's important to know. We work with clients from a lot of different states, so know your state rules. If you don't know, you know, give us a call, and we can help you with that.
So if a client of yours moved to Florida, you're good to help them there too, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right. We're licensed in the tri-state area, New York, New Jersey, and Florida.
Oh, tri-state. I like that. Andy.
Thank you.
And again, we don't need to walk down this path too far, but, you know, healthcare is sort of the elephant in the room, whether it's Medicare or whether it's long-term care, just healthcare in general in terms of getting healthcare once you hit 65.
Yeah, that's right. We always add that as an expense in the income plans. And it's a bigger expense than a lot of people think. It's one of the biggest expenses for most retirees. You can get insurance plans, you know, to match your needs for that. A lot of people also assume Medicare will cover everything, and that's not the case. And you mentioned long-term care. I've met with several people that we're under the false impression that Medicare covers long-term care for assisted living, home health care, nursing homes, and it does not. So you're better off looking into some, you know, long-term care insurance policies that we can help you with. And also, you have to decide whether you're better off with a traditional Medicare plan or maybe a Medicare Advantage. Medicare Advantage plans are sold by private insurance companies, and that would replace Medicare Parts A and B and cover things such as vision, dental, and hearing aids.
So who should I buy it from, Kathy Rigby or Fran Tarkington? Or
that's your choice, Steve. Yeah. You know.
No, but I mean, but the thing is it's very confusing. Of you know, all these different plans of all of this stuff, and they're all different. Is that something that you can refer us to or help us get through that?
Yeah, definitely. We can help out with looking over the options for that. You also might want to consider a Medigap plan that could help limit some of your out-of-pocket costs and also include drug prescriptions.
Okay.
There's a lot going on there. So it's definitely, you know, something to, you know, sit down and review.
So again, but basically, as we look at this, there are some rules, and it seems in the conversation that we just had, it's like there's a lot of flexibility in those rules.
Yeah, there's
not like and fast rules.
Yeah, you want to sign up at 65 for Medicare, and then there's other options you can look into.
Okay. And again, so as we do that, I mean, just across the board in terms of the rules to get us into retirement, there are some rules that are hard and fast, and those are normally, what, IRS kinds of rules?
Yeah, that's true. So,
all right. Well, I'll tell you what. Okay. Why don't we all ask folks to give us a call and get on your calendar, and we'll continue the conversation.
Sure, Steve. So if you call in the next 15 minutes, we're going to custom design for you an easy to understand financial review that will indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial plan. So there's no obligation, there's no cost for this initial review, but here's what you can expect. First, we'll run a forensic fee analysis to help you untangle what it's costing you to work with your current financial planner or your 401k provider. We'll also show you how to possibly protect your investments and the potential to keep more of your money in your accounts. Next, we'll do a tax analysis to show you how you could possibly reduce your taxes and increase your cash flow as well. And finally, we'll create a customized lifetime income and cash flow plan using proven strategies and techniques that could turbocharge your retirement income. So in short, we're going to try to take the guesswork out of retirement planning for you. So call us in the next 15 minutes, and not only will you get the financial review and second opinion package that we've seen other advisors charge hundreds of dollars for, But when you come in, you'll also get your customized 11-page Social Security report and analysis that shows you when is the right time for you to claim to maximize your Social Security benefit to the fullest.
Hey, that sounds great, Andy. Folks, this is a great opportunity to come on in and sit down, get that financial roadmap put together. Andy is there for you. He can take that complex financial world, turn it into something that just makes sense, whether it's Social Security claiming strategy, Medicare, you name it. Andy is there for you and understands. It's your chance to get a true practical financial review. And if you're listening, then give us a call. It's 866-646-2677. That's 866-646-BOSS. You're going to get that comprehensive financial review, plus all the extras that Andy just talked about, the Social Security analysis, the portfolio X-ray, all of that included, no cost, no obligation. And then when you leave, you're going to have in your hand that roadmap, that guide that can really help get you to where you need to be and where you want to be when it comes to retirement. Give us a call, 866-646-2677. That's 866-646-BOSS.
We often talk about retirement savings tools. In this segment, we'll go over some choices along with some of the pros and cons of each.
Hey, we are back on Retirement Boss Radio, where you take charge of your money. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Andy Feldman's here to help us take charge. Andy, of course, a lot of experience. He's an independent and so much more. And this kind of this segment, Andy, I know we talked about a little bit before, and that it's kind of sort of retirement basics, if you will. And, you know, we're going to go over some of the savings vehicles that are available. And probably the biggest one, the one that most of us are probably familiar with, is the 401k.
Yeah, that's right, Steve. 401k is the most common type of employer-sponsored retirement plan. And basically, they select some investment options for you to choose from, and you defer a portion of each paycheck into the account. You can do that before tax or after tax. That's up to you. And if you leave your job, you could take your 401k with you and roll them over to your own IRA.
All right. And so with that 401k, you know, there are some advantages there. Especially, it just becomes very easy, you know, to make contributions because you never see it. It just comes straight out of your paycheck.
Yeah, that's right. We always say pay yourself first because you have all these other bills, you know, phone bill, electric bill, cable bill, real estate, you know, mortgage, taxes. But you want to pay yourself first. So peel off, you know, few 20s and put them in that 401k plan. And if they're matching, you know, you really should put in at least enough to get that match. And in 2020, you can contribute up to $19,500. And if you're over 50, an additional $6,500. So that's one good thing about being over 50.
Right, exactly. And again, it's the kind of thing where if you can contribute that much, I mean, that's a really big deal. And I think for a lot of folks, once they get to be over 50, maybe the kids are gone, maybe you're through with college, you know, and them. And it's an opportunity to sort of increase those contributions. Even if you don't get to the maximum, you can still beef it up a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. And you have that additional $6,500 if you are over 50. So, yeah, that definitely we don't see a lot of participation, believe it or not, in a lot of plans. So really important to do that.
So what the contribution limits are, what are they for next year?
The same.
They're going to be the same. Okay.
Yeah, all right. Same. Yeah, 19,500. And if you're over 50, an additional $6,500. And that does not include a match if you're firm company has one.
Okay. I know a lot of companies this year were just doing away with the match.
Yeah, that's some have, but there's a lot that still have it.
Let's hope they bring it back as things begin to improve, huh?
Yeah, a lot of larger companies still have.
Yeah. All right. And then, so do you want to talk about the in-service non-hardship withdrawal?
So there's something called a hardship withdrawal. If your 401k plan does allow for it, it has to be for one of the following reasons: certain medical expenses, costs relating to the purchase of a principal residence, tuition and educational fees, payments to prevent eviction from or foreclosure on your principal residence, burial or funeral expenses, repair for damage to your home, and expenses incurred if you reside in a FEMA-designated disaster area if you had loss of income.
And again,
so there are some ways to take money out.
Sure. And again, so when we talk about a 403B or a 457, basically they're the same. It's under the same guise that the IRS looks at, right?
Yeah, that's right. Those are for nonprofit entities.
Okay. All right. And then, so let's switch to the other one that is very common as well, and that's the IRA, the individual retirement account.
Yeah, that's right. IRAs is a retirement account that anyone can open and contribute to as long as you have earned income. That's not income from investments. That's actually from, you know, a job during the year, or you're married to someone, you could do it, that has a job. You could do a spousal IRA. A lot greater variety of investment options than most employer-sponsored retirement plans. And you can put in up to $6,000, and if you're over 50, $7,000.
Okay. So, and again, but the IRS is, or the IRAs are a little bit different than obviously the 401k. There's some more options in terms of you know, where you can invest.
Yeah, there's a lot. You can invest in almost anything. Again, a lot of people think that IRAs just have to be with done in a bank, which is certainly not true. You could put them in mutual funds, exchange-traded funds, stocks, bonds, really runs the gamut. And there's also two different types of IRAs. There's a Roth IRAs funded with after-tax dollars. So you're paying taxes on the contributions, but you pay nothing or no tax on distributions later on, and you're not required at 72 like a traditional IRA to take money out. In a traditional IRA, you're if you qualify, you're getting a tax deduction, but when you take the funds out down the road and you have to start taking out minimum distributions at 72, those are fully taxable. The other type is an inherited IRA. And the rules on those recently changed. So if you are a non-spouse beneficiary, you can't contribute to that account, and you usually have to withdraw it within 10 years. It used to be that you could stretch it out over your life expectancy. Okay. Spouses still can do that, but not a non-spouse, like a adult child, for instance.
Sure. Let's talk about the folks who are entrepreneurs, the self-employed folks. Well, like you, Andy. I mean, that you fit that category. And so what are options for somebody like you or somebody else who may be working for themselves?
Yeah, there's a few options available there. You know, we could talk about some of the most common ones for small business owners and self-employed individuals. There's a solo 401k. So that's a type of 401k that's only available to self-employed individuals that don't have full-time employees. So your contribution limits are higher, up to $57,000 in 2020. And $63,500 if you're 50 or older, because you're making contributions as the employee and the employer.
Okay.
So, yeah, there's no income restrictions on who can open a solo 401k, and it could be traditional or Roth, you know, before tax or after tax. You just have to have an employer identification number to open one.
Okay. And then, you know, we were talking before about a SEP IRA, which again is, it depends on the size of the business. Is that right?
Yeah, well, a SEP IRA is sort of like a traditional IRA,
okay,
except they're for business. So it's sort of like a supercharged IRA, so to speak.
Okay.
So you could put in a lot more money than an IRA. Investments grow tax deferred like a traditional IRA till retirement. But you can put in, you know, up to a maximum of $57,000.
Wow, so, that's a big chunk of change.
Yeah, usually it's for employers that don't have any employees or they have one or two.
So maybe like a lawyer or a doctor, something like that?
Yeah, a lot of attorneys, a lot of doctors do that. A lot of financial planners.
Okay.
Like me.
Sure. Well, I guess that makes sense. Sure.
Yeah.
And again, so what's the takeaway from all this, Andy?
Well, look, you know, no one's going to look out for you. You have to look out for yourself. So, you know, if you're not doing it now, you know, there's never going to be a good time. So why not start doing it? And even, you know, put in what you can afford. We talked about all the maximums and things like that, but maybe you can't put in the maximum, but you could put in something, right?
Right. So, exactly.
So that's really important.
All right. And so, again, as we look at this, there are a lot of choices out there when it comes to retirement planning and the right vehicles, if you will, for lack of a better word. I mean, you know, from the 401k to the IRA to the Roth IRA, lots of choices. And, you know, that's the kind of thing where if we sat down with you, you could walk us through that process and sort of give us some options.
Yeah, that's right. We do a lot of work with retirement plans. I'm the advisor for some larger 401k plans, but I also have a work with a lot of people that have SEPs or that have single solo 401k plans, or they have simple IRA plans. We also do defined benefit plans, which are really, say you have an employer, a person who's self-employed, and they're maybe in their 50s, but they have a couple employees that are much younger, say 20s, 30s, they could put in a lot more money, maybe even as much as $100,000 with a defined benefit plan. But again, you know, don't get scared off by these maximums. If you work for a company that has a 401k and you're not putting money into it, you know, do a budget, sit down and see where you have some extra funds. And even if you put in $50 or $100 a month, it's better than nothing.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, on that note, why don't we invite folks to call, come in, have that conversation with you, and get on that right track?
Yeah, sure, Steve. So if you call in the next 15 minutes, we're going to custom design for you an easy to understand financial review that will indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial plan. So there's no obligation or no cost for this initial review. And here's what you can expect. First, we're going to run a forensic fee analysis to help you untangle what it's costing you to work with your current financial planner or your 401k provider. We'll also show you how to possibly protect your investments and the potential to keep more of your money in your accounts. Next, we'll do a tax analysis to show you how you could possibly reduce your taxes and increase your cash flow as well. And finally, we'll create a customized lifetime income and cash flow plan using proven strategies and techniques that could turbocharge your retirement income. In short, we'll try to take the guesswork out of retirement planning for you. So call us in the next 15 minutes, and not only will you get the financial review and second opinion package that we've seen other advisors charge hundreds of dollars for, but when you come in, you'll also get your customized 11-page Social Security report and analysis that shows you when is the right time for you to claim to maximize your Social Security benefit to the fullest.
Hey, that sounds fantastic. Folks, don't miss this opportunity to sit down with Andy and begin to put together that financial roadmap. He's there for you to take that complex financial world, turn it into something that just makes sense. It's a chance for you to get a true, practical financial review. Give us a call. It's 866-646-2677. That's 866-646-BOSS. You'll get that comprehensive financial review, plus all the extras that Andy just talked about, the portfolio x-ray, the Social Security analysis, all of that included, no cost, no obligation, and you will find out where you stand today, of course, but most importantly, you'll end up with that roadmap, with a guide that's going to help get you to where you need to be and really where you want to be when it comes to retirement. 866-646-2677. That's 866-646-BOSS. Andy, as always, a pleasure to spend some time and really just kind of get the nuts and bolts and some basics of retirement planning.
Yeah, that's right, Steve. Thanks a lot. It was a lot of fun, a lot of info, a lot of very important information today about retirement plans. I enjoyed it.
Sounds good. And folks, we really appreciate you listening. And we're going to be back again next week with new topics, new questions, that and more right here on Retirement Boss Radio with Andy Feldman.
Discussions in this show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice. Always consult with your investment professional before making important investment decisions. Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Cambridge and Andrew Feldman Associates Incorporated are not affiliated. Roth IRA distributions tax-free if made 5 years after the initial contribution to the plan and you are over 59 and a half.